Yo. Hey, guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. Thank you guys for showing up. We're just going to keep bringing it. Our goal with this podcast is to give you some information every time you listen to improve the way you think about your dental practice. And one of the challenges a lot of offices have is they don't have enough profit. Well, maybe, just maybe, your collection gap is stealing some of your profit. Here's my question to you today. Are you leaving money on the table? In many instances, dentists are. So today, we're going to show you how to tighten up that gap and add more profit with an amazing coach. Her name is Robin Tyson. So please listen up. I hope you guys enjoy this, and I hope you enjoy your day. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. You know the jam around here. Our goal is to bring on the best thinkers, teachers, speakers, coaches anywhere to help you think better about your practice and your life. And a lot of times, I know what you're thinking, where is all my profit? How do I diagnose where my profit is going? And now that I know about the gaps, what else can you tell me, especially about collections? So I thought we'd bring in one of our amazing coaches. I can't even talk. It's Monday. Robin Tyson. Robin, thanks for being back. I appreciate you.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always fun to be here.
You're going to see Robin is an amazing coach. And what we're going to do today is just go a little bit deeper as we learn about this. Now, I'll start this by saying, I say this all the time because people still ask me, like, what do you do? We are practice coaches, and Robin is one of those amazing coaches that we have, and we have a tool. It's called the GAPS, and the GAPS analyzes every dollar of potential production, which is gross, the difference between gross and net and collections through profit, through overhead, down to profit, down to actually true profit, which we'll talk about a little bit, and then what we're really going to be talking about today in this podcast is the collection gap. And is your collection gap stealing your profit? Can you explain what that means, Robin?
Great question. So it's looking at the percentage of dollars that you are collecting of what is collectible. So what is the net? Your net collections is a percentage of what you're collecting of your net production. And so net production is the money that is available to collect. And what percentage of that are you bringing into your practice?
Yeah, absolutely. Now I'll go there just because I'm a wuss and I've shared that many times. But like, if you're a dentist, like, and you have the same personality as me where you're a wuss and you're afraid of conflict, you might have an amazing team member that works at the front. And he or she's been there for a long time and you love them. You truly love them. But we only collect about 94 or 95% of what's collectible. So, and it's okay. What's the difference between 94 and 95%? Well, as your practice grows, it's a lot. And I would say that's only the tip of the iceberg, because if you're only collecting 95% of your collectible production, which is your net production, then you're probably having challenges talking about money in whole at the front. You know, your fees probably aren't where they need to be. What we want to do is talk about that today and just help us recognize. Now, there's opportunity that exists in that. So we'll, for lack of a better name, we'll just call her Susie. Susie works at the front. She's collecting 95%. And, you know, on $100,000, that's $5,000 a month, $60,000 a year. That pays a lot of bills, right, Robin?
Oh, it doesn't. I tell teams all the time, 95 would be an A in most situations. Mm-hmm. In terms of collections, I would not consider that to be an A.
Yeah.
Right. There's like, because it leaves so much left on the table, and there is so much in there, and that 5%, it makes a big difference.
Yeah. And what we're talking about more, and please hear this as clearly as I can say it, it's not about the money. It's about collecting what's actually owed to the practice. Right. We teach people how to treat us. And in practice, it's very important to train patients how to show up, how to pay. And what's cool about this is there's opportunity in there. Susie, and I'll speak for her, even though I don't know her, you know, a lot of times team members aren't given the opportunity to really understand how to do this, learn more about the practice, get good training. And admin of all of the positions in a dental practice, has the least amount of great training in all of the industry. But if somebody learns how to do this stuff, and that's why these podcasts exist. So if you're in this place, this is a great podcast to share with your team member, Susie, and say, let's have a conversation about it. Don't make it, you know, a negative one. Say there's opportunity that exists here. And maybe we should talk about what should your collections truly be from a percentage standpoint, and why might it be off track, Robin?
Yeah. So the industry benchmark is typically 98%-ish. I know for myself, and I know other coaches on the team, we really encourage our teams to collect at 100%. And again, to your point, we've already made the adjustments and the write-offs to the gross production number. Now we're down to what we've already written off to our net production. And so every dollar of that should be collected. And so net 100% is what I encourage my teams to strive for. And there are so many that do.
Yeah.
So it is possible.
Yeah. And you're going to see the theme here is a lot of these things go back to the same principle. It's a poorly established financial arrangement system. Yeah. And so it has multiple effects on the practice. And so it's important to have those. It can sometimes be poorly documented, poorly managed. And then sometimes you have inconsistent claims management processes. Can you speak to that, Robin?
Yeah, I tell my teams that you don't have a collections issue, you have a financial arrangements issue, because that's really where it all starts. So making sure that you have and that you're tracking those and having that a firm and strong financial arrangements is important. In terms of accounts receivable, when you do have accounts receivable, how often is that worked? How often are calls made? How often do statements go out? One thing that I have seen that can really change that cash flow piece or really help with the collections percent is sending out your statements on a weekly basis rather than monthly. And so what that enables is as soon as a claim comes in and a claim is processed and there is an amount remaining on a weekly basis, your patients are hearing from you so that your AR is not longer than it should be, or, you know, your claims aren't aged inappropriately because you're sending out the claims right away.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing, is sending out those weekly statements.
Yeah. And would you agree with this? Maybe you may or may not, because you know more than I do. But like, if you're sending out statements, a lot of them, don't do that. Here's one game. Yes. Send out as few as possible. So if you send out 10, go, that's amazing. We had 1,000 and now we're sending out 10, because it's just a weak way to do business when you're sending them all out in statements. And they often go to the bottom. Now, here's another one. And my dentist actually, and if he's listening, he's going to know this. So I'll just say this. The Barron family, you know, I kind of paid a lot of the bills. So my kids go to the dentist, you know, and they may or may not pay their bill, blah, 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 blah. And it's funny. He called me one day. He's like, hey, Kirk, your kids have been in and your whole family. Hey, can you get the bill paid? And I'm like, oh, shoot, I haven't seen it. And so there's a little tip for you. Just have the doctor call and say, hey, can we get you paid up here as a family? You would be amazed how fast I called to fix that. Because number one, I do this for a living. Number two, I'm like, you guys, we got to pay our bill there. It isn't dad's responsibility. It's all of our responsibility. So back to the topic we were talking about. So you should send out weekly statements and follow up.
And even
claims.
Better now is the text to pay. Instead of the statement, that has really been a game changer for a lot of offices too, is that text to pay and getting patients to, they seem to pay it quicker when it's right on their phone.
Yeah. So
that's kind of a great thing.
Yeah. The important point here is that having a gap in your collections percentage is just the tip of the iceberg, and it causes other problems. The second thing that it does is it's going to have a direct impact on your overhead percentage. Because when you think about this, your overhead is not a percentage of your gross production. It's a percentage of what you actually collect. So overhead percentage is a direct product of your collections. What would you say about that, Robin?
Yeah, I mean, those fixed costs are going to stay the same. It's the other pieces that you look at from an overhead perspective. And if you're trying to match that 60%, if you're missing $2,000 to $5,000 a month back to your 95% or 98%, that can really impact the percentages and where you may be focusing your efforts to cut down costs, when really it's about collecting more, not necessarily the expenses that you have.
Yeah. The other thing I'll say about overhead is overhead is not overhead. You know, back in the day, I've been doing this for 31 years now. So, you know, 20 years ago, you would go to a meeting and people would go, what's your overhead? Well, mine's 55. Well, what's yours? 60. Well, what's yours? 62. That has no play anymore because the variants of business models are so completely different. One dentist might be completely out of network and truly have an overhead of 55%, which means their net is crazy high compared to the other dentists who might have an overhead of 80%. And they've got a hygiene-driven model where they're writing off 42%. My point is, like, having the gaps, you can see where all of this works. Mm-hmm. And you can see how all of this comes about. And you guys have heard us talk about gaps a lot, but I'll just tell you this. It is the CBCT for how to diagnose your business because it tells you where every dollar comes in and comes out. And now more than ever, I think dentists have to pause either with or without the help of a coach. I think you still need a coach to say, what does this mean? Because uncollected revenue in this gap inflates overhead dramatically. Right, Robin?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And it gives you an idea of the overall, you know, really the expense versus production versus, you know, all of those things work synonymously with each other. And it really allows you to identify which one you need to focus on.
Yeah. So
and oftentimes it's a collections piece.
It is a collections piece. Mm-hmm. So we always love to give you actionable items in this. So even though we're talking about this concept and this is really near and dear to our hearts, the actionable item here is number one. Collect 100%. Hold yourself to that standard and your practice and ask the question, how do we get to 100% of our net collections? And then the other thing too, you'll know if you've ever become a client of ours, we do have a lot of clients that come into ACT Dental in the Pro Coaching Program and they have to be at 104, 103% because they've been at 95% for so long. So we're collecting a lot of old debt, bad debt, just getting it healthy until it normalizes itself right around about 100%. But really, all roads lead back to a solid financial arrangement. Right, Robin?
Absolutely. 100%. That's where it starts.
Yeah. So don't look any farther than how do we do financial arrangements? Level one is let's do them right consistently for all patients. Level two is let's see if we can get patients to pay more upfront and get rid of the statements. And then level three, if you ever reach it, is negative receivables. And so where you owe people dentistry and it does exist and it's a fun way to practice if you ever get there. So let's talk also too. The third component of this is that when you start to shrink this gap, that's where you add to true profitability. So let me give you a little bit of a visual to think about if you're driving. So let's imagine that I'm writing off 42% or maybe 33%. So that's a gap. And then my collections gap that we're talking about today, I'm at 95%. And then I got this overhead gap. Here's what I want you to think about. Every dollar that we tighten up in the effort gap, the collections gap, and the overhead gap starts to fall down to true profitability. And again, back to the collections gap. So you take your collections from 95% to 100%. Think about this. Your costs are already stabilized. Every dollar that you improve rolls down to true profit. What else would you add about that, Robin?
Yeah, and when you really start to analyze and you look, I have doctors that'll say, I need to produce more. And when you really when you start to look at the different gaps, many times it's not about producing more. It's really if you collected everything that you did produce, it would make the impact that you're looking for. So it's not always about outputting more. It's tightening up some of those things to be able to collect on every dollar that you have. And that trickles down to the profitability.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing you'll see is that when you take somebody, because we get to see it all the time, somebody like Susie comes into our program. She's never been trained or developed on how to do this. It's fun to watch her grow.
Yeah.
She's like, we're at 95%. We've been at 98%, Robin, for like 2 months. And then you get the 1 month where they're at 102%. They're like, I can totally do this. And then Susie says, we should raise your fees. So it's amazing when you can really give that team member the support to help us get healthy and the permission to do it and the verbal skills. Now, I'll throw this in there. Verbal skills do matter. You know, you do need to help somebody either develop or grow those skills so they're strong in those conversations around money. They don't have to be mean, but they can be, you know, firm in those conversations. So
firm and friendly.
Firm and friendly. See, Robin's exactly that. Robin could say the nicest thing clearly as I can possibly say it. So it's pretty cool. Yeah. So yeah. It's pretty cool because you, with your collections, you can amplify the profit without working in hard. This is what this podcast is all about. You don't need to work any harder. You don't need to produce anymore. You just need to collect. And we've said it many times. I don't care what people produce. Well, I do in some respect. All I care about is what you collect. And that's all your accountant cares about. And that's all what the IRS cares about is what you collect. So if you make these small gains over time, you're going to see the percentage points of your overhead will drop and it will consistently roll over into profits. Now, let's give everybody an action item around this too. I mean, when you're shrinking the collections gap, I think number one, it comes back to, you just got to know these numbers, you know, and sometimes even our clients, as much as we talk about the gaps worksheet, some of them don't fill it out. And then we're like, you got to fill this out. And then when they fill this out, they're like, I should have filled this out a long time ago. I'm like, yes, it doesn't take that long. And when you do it, you start to pay attention to things. The other thing that happens too, because these are fun conversations. This is my favorite. People go, what the heck is this? I spend $5,000 a month on this. And I'm like, I don't know. It's your practice. But the fact that they're filling it out and looking at it every month starts to create that awareness that, hey, this is telling me something. What else would you add, Robin?
Yeah. And when you start to do it, overlooking, I hear, you know, at the beginning, I hear a lot of, oh, it's only 1 or 2%. And when you really start to look at what 1 or 2% mean over time, it's a big deal. Yeah. And having, so really truing up your systems to strive for that 100% translates all the way down into your profitability and what you're able to put back into the practice.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. Yeah. So well, give us some final takeaways on this, Robin, as we shrink the collection gap to add more profit.
Yeah. You talked a lot about empowering your team and having those financial arrangements. So, I mean, it really does all start with that. So making sure that you're, you know, solid on what those arrangements mean and then what the follow-up means, and words matter, verbal skills matter, all of those things make a difference in that collections part. And it really starts with the front. And so it's the back that, and the leadership that are supporting the front in their endeavors to collect the money. So that is the first piece that I would say. And then, you know, really have those, your systems in place, following up on accounts receivable, following up on claims that may be past due. That can be a way that quickly gets your numbers out of whack, is too many overdue, you know, past due claims. So having a system that you're following up with those after 21 days, those would be some places to start to really get that collections gap in line.
Yeah, I love that. Because when you start to work on the systems, number one, the person grows as a result of the system. They're following the system. They're probably part of helping create the system. And then they own it, and they can also cross-train other team members about it. And, you know, I would love to have everybody work with me forever and then we all retire together. But the reality is that's not how work goes. You might have Susie that's up there and she does a great job, and one day she's not going to work for you. So the system allows you to be able to stabilize the business, continue to create those results. Every time you create a system, you save thousands and thousands of hours in the future. And the new people that come in can go, how does this work? And you can show them the system. And there's another benefit of creating systems. People now can free up more energy to give themselves to the things that matter most in your practice. So there's multiple facets to this. The bottom line is this. You have worked way too hard to leave this money that you've earned. You've actually earned it on the table. You're just leaving it there and not claiming it. The goal of this podcast is to help you understand that and create systems so that you can be healthy around the protocols around money. And when you shrink your collections gap, you're going to finally feel confident around these numbers. You're going to go like, we actually have money left. Trust me, it works. So.
Yeah, it does.
Robin, you're the best. Thank you for being on, and stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. But if you guys are listening to this podcast and you've heard too much about the gaps, we actually have the gaps as a tool, as a download. If you go into the Best Practices Association, which is where we store all of this stuff, we are education geeks. Well, maybe I am. All of us are. And we've created these tools because we love this stuff. And you don't have to recreate the wheel. You can go back there. And you can see that we have the GAPS tools back there, and they'll help you every step of the way. And if you've tried everything and you don't want to try anymore, like, hey, reach out. We've got coaches, amazing coaches like Robin that can help you every step of the way. You can feel free to reach out to Courtney on our team. She's our chief therapist here, and she's amazing at it. So you guys keep showing up. We're going to keep bringing it with over 900 episodes. We got 9,000 more. We love this stuff. Hope you guys are enjoying this too. So until we see you guys next time or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.